What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday morning. The Packers back on the practice field later this afternoon. Good to see everybody in the comments. Joey, Hazmat, Pogs, all the regs showing up each and every day. Good to see everybody worldwide talking Green Bay Packers here on Cheesehead TV. Bit of good news yesterday, Jaire Alexander actually practicing. Now, he does remain in the protocols, which he will have to clear prior to possibly taking the field on Sunday, but you like that. Kevin King, also a full participant. That's encouraging. By no means a guarantee that he'll play on Sunday, but definitely pointing in the right direction. Davante Adams clearly is the headliner, though, when it comes to missed practice coming off that ankle injury against the Jaguars. He did say he's doing everything he can to be out there, plans on playing, but of course he wanted to be out there against the Falcons, and we saw how the medical team shut him down. So we'll have to monitor that throughout the week. Good to see everybody. Hello. Good morning. Big B is here. Big B, the goat. The goat. Afternoon from the UK. What's up, Purple Daisy Six? Good morning from New York City. Nicole G, good morning. Andy 83H, Colts number one D in the league, but 19th in red zone defense. The Packers number four red zone offense. Just got to get down there. Funnily enough, Rodgers kind of alluded to that. He didn't mention the Colts specifically, but he did say they've been very good in the red zone on offense this year. Just got to get down there. Got to keep getting down there a number of times. That is the trick against the Colts. They don't let up explosive plays. Number one in the league in that regard. The Packers got to be able to control the football, not make mistakes on their way to the red zone. Go Pack Go. What's up, Mark? How are you? Yo, how's it going, Tony? It's going. Go Pack Go from Australia. I'm here every 2 a.m. for my nightly Nags fix. That's dedication. Thank you for that. Attorney Cooper, what's up, man? Go Pack Go. Wondering why the Packers haven't lined Aaron Jones up at wide receiver more often, even as a decoy. You know, Dave, they were doing some of that, especially when Devontae was down earlier in the year. I think they'll start mixing some of that stuff in as the season goes along, starting to break tendencies, et cetera. Remember, Aaron missed a number of games, so they haven't really had the opportunity to utilize him as much as they probably want to. It was even touch and go coming into that 49ers game. So as the season progresses, I do think you'll see more of that kind of thing. Allen Robinson is going to be a Packer next year. He can make up for deciding to play with Chicago instead of Green Bay last time around. I don't think that's going to happen, by the way. He wants to get paid, and that ain't going to happen in Green Bay. Nags, is the best look down on Wes? Does the beat look down on Wes and Mike for working for the Packers? Not at all. Everybody's got bills to pay, right? I think there was a time when that kind of thing happened, and the cheerleader for that kind of thing was Bob McGinn, but he's long gone on the beat. And I think most people recognize that it's kind of all melded together now. And that's not to say, obviously, they work for the team. That is where they get their paycheck. But they still ask questions, and they still get into subjects that I think the team would probably rather they didn't. But people are going to ask, and people want to know, and they're going to have to write about it. I mean, they do these in. I was just reading Wes's inbox this morning. He does a great job of presenting his own viewpoint, but he knows who signs his checks. I don't think anybody in the beat currently looks down on them for that at all. It's a way different world than it was, say, even when those two got hired by the Packers. Back then, yeah, I think there was a little bit of animosity and or snobbishness about it, but that has all but disappeared now. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Did the Chargers waste Rivers Prime? Nice. I mean, kind of. That's so funny. I mean, I always think back to that playoff game against the Patriots when they had the game sealed on a Brady interception, and then they fumbled it away. I mean, what a heartbreaking way to lose. I think that was the AFC Championship game, if I remember right. Jordy Nelson or Cobb need to be back in Green Bay. Luca, that ain't going to happen. Let's come back from La La Land and live in the now. Can't wait to hear a Go Pack Go inside a football stadium on Sunday. Any idea of crowd number? I don't know what the capacity is going to be, how many they're letting in. I know it's going to be on the larger side for these COVID times. That still won't be anywhere near capacity. But you got to think there'll be a bunch of Packers fans there. I've heard from a couple of people here, my daily chats, some people on transplants and our inbox have all said they're traveling to Indy to watch this game. Pretty much the last gasp chance to watch the Packers live this year. So we'll see. Philip Epps still available. Yeah, there you go. Patreon Zoom tonight. That's right, Robin. We'll see you guys tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cheesehead TV, Patreon, Zoom, happy hour. Always a good time. If you haven't signed up, it's never too late. We always have a good time. Your kid is going to the game, Sonny. That's cool, Daniel. Do I think we can win? Yes, Joshua. This Packers team can beat absolutely anybody. Now, I do think some things have to fall into place, and I do think it won't be easy, but yes, they can win. They undoubtedly cannot afford to turn the football over. They must contain Phillip Rivers. I'm dubious as to whether that will take place. I do think Rivers will be able to take advantage of a lot of what Patton has on offer, but if they can control the football, limit their mistakes, yes, they can win this game. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. On the list of things I don't care about, media beef ranks high. That pick fumble was the division game next week. The Pats lost to the Colts. There you go. I knew it was close. It was deep in the playoffs. Traveling to Indy from Oregon tomorrow. Carry the G. What's up, Charles? Safe trip. Are you excited about the Cardinals-Seahawks game tonight? Chips Ahoy, man. Thank you for the compliment. And yeah, I guess as much as I can be. Thursday night always kind of creeps up on me. So I'm sure like around 6 o'clock I'll start to get, oh, hey, there's Thursday night football on tonight. But during the day, it rarely ever been jazzed, unless, of course, the Packers are playing. Mm-hmm. Merck 1987, thank you for the super chat. Should they move Gary inside to defensive tackle and have Smith, Gary, Clark, and Smith as the front four? Also, do we send our fan pump-up clips? Where do we send our fan pump-up clips? Somebody watch Packer Transplants. Yes, please send your clips pumping up the team, encouraging the team to get up and energized to contact@cheeseheadtv.com. That's contact@cheeseheadtv.com. We'll curate a few probably to play on Transplants next week and then to send to the team. I don't think they're going to play them, but we want to do our part. We want to, you know, offer up some vibe for the team at Lambeau. And the next game, of course, is against the Bears. So what better opportunity to get some fans thanking the team for being there and playing through a pandemic and getting them pumped up to play. Should they move Gary inside a defensive tackle? No. No, he has spent the last year and a half slimming his body down to play outside backer. To then turn around and put him on the interior would be a massive mistake. Andy, thank you. Loved your question to Matt and Aaron yesterday. Where'd it go? Oh, boy. Cool that we have a coach and quarterback who answer calmly and smartly. Yeah, I thought both of them did a great job kind of walking through why they have these tendencies and what their thinking is behind it. I still hate it with the passion of a thousand suns, but I understand the thinking behind it. Logically, it makes total sense, but it is a fool who looks for logic in the chamber of the human heart. Kaiser Soze on your mug. What does Bakhtiari's contract tell you about the future of Aaron Jones and Kevin King's future in Green Bay? Love what you do. Been on night, so I've missed the live chats. Max, thanks so much for catching it live now. No problem. Always available on replay, obviously. What it means for the future, I don't think it bodes well for Kevin King. I still think Aaron Jones is a possibility. They've done a good job of making things, you know, palpable and or workable for maybe a signing to still happen prior to the end of the year. I think they would like to do that, to have it count against, you know, as much as possible against this year's cap rather than carrying it forward. But we'll see how that goes along. Cameron, thank you for the super chat. The matchup of the century, Tyler Lancaster versus Quentin Nelson. Oh, baby, that's going to be ugly. Don't remind me. Which Packer would be most likely to catch a Hail Mary? No Devontae. Give me Kenny Clark. A fair point about Gary. I'd forgotten about his body change. It was a speed to power rush I saw on some of the Twitter clips. Yeah, I mean, he's still got that bull rush. There's no doubt about it. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Rogers, Cheesehead TV, right? You know damn well it's Cheesehead TV, Aaron. That's all. He knows. He's just having a good time. He knows the power of his words. The fact that he said Cheesehead TV in a public setting at all is fucking brilliant. So he can make fun of it all he wants. I'm happy. Rodgers is striking a balance for another MVP. Do you think he can pull it off? I do think, obviously, how you play down the stretch matters big time in the eyes of voters. It shouldn't, but it does. It's also why you don't want to hand it too early. You look at Russell Wilson and how he's turned into a turnover machine after everyone was clamoring for him to get the MVP. I do think this next month or so can solidify him as a, if not the candidate, the favorite, so to speak. Absolutely can put him in the conversation. There's no doubt about it. But he needs to play better against better teams starting Sunday against the Colts. Do you think Nick Foles will be back by the time we play them? Joshua, I did hear that the news was quote-unquote good on Nick in the sense that he's probably not done for the year, but I mean, that looks serious to me. We'll see if he's back in time for next Sunday. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Jenkins-Nelson jersey swap would be cool, but COVID. That is true. Very true. Loved it when 12 called you nags. Yeah, that was a good time. You know, me and my buddy, Aaron, just kicking it. Do you think Gary ends the season with more or less sacks slash pressures than Preston, given their snaps balance a bit? Jim, I do think, you know, Gary is only playing just under 40% of the snaps, I believe, so far this season. And Preston is playing about 80%, so that does give him a leg up as far as opportunities go. I do expect that opportunity, maybe not to switch completely, but I do think Gary will start taking some of those snaps from Preston. And yeah, I think there's a very good chance that Gary ends up with better numbers, either sacks or pressures, than Preston, simply because I think he's coming on. Big tight end game. It needs to be. I said it during transplants. You know, you got to think they're going to roll coverage to Devontae. There's a good chance that Alan Lazard is not ready. And I got to think, for a game and a defense that likes to limit big plays, likes to limit what you do down the field, this is a good game for the tight ends to come alive and to feature Tonyan and Sternberger. This is a place where I think they can operate. Sean, thank you for the super chat. What did you really want to ask LaFleur yesterday about fighting staff? I asked it the way I wanted to. I did want to say, like, I wanted to see if there was anyone on a particular staff, like, throughout his tenure, not just at Green Bay, but, like, Houston, Atlanta, L.A., et cetera, Houston, Tennessee, if there was a guy, like, on each staff that kind of grinds your gears when you can't hire them. Because, you know, in Green Bay, he got to hire his staff. Everywhere else he's been, he has been hired by somebody. So I was just wondering. It was just kind of funny. Jair playing Sunday. Good question, Justin. It's trending in the right direction in the sense that he was out there yesterday for practice. He is still in the concussion protocol, however, so he can't do anything on game day until he is out of that. Now, that could come at any time. They could take him all the way up to Saturday and then take him off of protocol then. In the meantime, he is allowed to practice, and he has been out. He was out there yesterday. So that's, again, pointing in the right direction. Don't play with your food. This is the way. Always love a Mandalorian reference. Alex, thank you for the super chat. Hypothetically, if the offense stays this way, what direction do you think slash wish the Packers will draft next year? Also, can we get a Go Pack Go? Go Pack Go always, Alex. Come on now. What direction do I think they'll go? I think they'll go in the direction of drafting good football players. And people hate it when I say that, but it's true. They, more than anything, do not. I think if this last draft told us anything, they don't look at their needs list and go, that's what we're drafting. It just ain't how they operate. They're going to draft forward thinking down the line years in advance. And if that is the case, which I suspect it is, you'll probably see the same thing we always see. A couple smatterings of guys at positions where, you know, contracts are up in a year or two. And then in the third day, they'll take a bunch of offensive linemen because that's what they do. And they do it very well. Slant pass to tight end in this offense. Does it exist anymore? Robin, you know, it's funny because it's never been a mainstay, but it has been a check against pressure. And they have not utilized it. Maybe not at like at all, but they have used it very precious little. I think they tried to use it against the Saints and the Saints took it away. But yeah, no, I haven't seen it utilized much this year. Do I think Aaron Rodgers watches your show? No, Drew. No, I'm confident he does not. And that is just fine with me. Aaron in a dome. I like that matchup. There was a once upon a time when it was, you know, lights out for an opposing defense when Aaron Rodgers was inside, but not so sure that's the case anymore. I do think he'll play well, but that is a really good defense and they are at home. So let's see. What's the word on King? Full participant, Daniel, in practice yesterday. We'll see if that continues. We've seen him be full participant and then suffer a setback before. All right, guys, I'm going to have to cut this short. I apologize. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking some Packers with me. If you missed Packer Transplants, we were live last night. It's right here on the YouTube channel and on Facebook. Make sure you check that out. And like I said, the Patreon Zoom happy hour tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.